The Ecology Action Center is leading the effort to establish a new solid waste plan for McLean County, as the landfill in rural Bloomington, serving all of the county, is on a trajectory to close in the next year or so. The EAC, which receives a portion of fees collected at the landfill to fund its operation, has also secured replacement dollars from the city of Bloomington, the town of Normal, and McLean County to continue after the landfill closes. Ecology Action Center Executive Director Michael Brown says the clock has been ticking toward closure for a while, giving the EAC time to find other funding.
Traditionally, the EAC's solid waste programs, which is technically called the McLean County Solid Waste Program, through an intergovernmental agreement with McLean County, City of Bloomington, and Town of Normal, traditionally this has been funded through McLean County by a revenue source that's known as host fees. Essentially, these are the taxes that go on every load of waste that goes into the McLean County landfill. So the host fee is applied to every load of waste that goes into the McLean County Solid Waste Fund, and that has traditionally paid for us to do solid waste planning, education, and outreach and such in the community in order to promote more recycling and waste reduction. However, yes, the closure of the landfill, the anticipated closure of the landfill in the near future means that that revenue source is going away. It has been declining for a number of years already, and so we've seen this coming. We have been prepared for it. And so, yes, per the new intergovernmental agreement between the Ecology Action Center, Town of Normal, City of Bloomington, and McLean County, upon closure of the landfill, the cost of these services will be divided proportionally between those government entities.
Should we be concerned that the landfill is closing? Will we see costs go up? Will commercial customers see their individual waste hauling costs go up as a result of having to haul this waste somewhere else? Where? Livingston County?
So there's a couple different, you know, issues here, and it's actually kind of a complex question. To begin with, you know, should we be concerned? Honestly, there's no reason to panic. Actually, the transition as the landfill closes should actually probably be seamless for most people, whether it's residential or business waste generators. Most people probably won't even notice any transition from the current McLean County landfill to another landfill. As far as where our waste will go, the next two closest landfills in Central Illinois would either be the Clinton landfill or the Livingston County landfill. So both of those are within reasonable different distance, but yet, yes, are further away. So it might be logical that there would be some increased cost for disposal due to increased transportation costs.
You and the EAC have been leading the effort to develop a new solid waste plan for McLean County. The old one dates back to 25 years. A lot has changed in that quarter century. What are some of the more significant changes the new plan has to take into account?
So yeah, really a lot has changed in 20 years as far as technologies, as far as, you know, our waste generation habits, the materials we generate, what can be recycled, what can't be. So recent information does, you know, show us the current composition of our waste being generated in McLean County. There's a good number or a good quantity of those materials that through newer technologies or strategies could be reclaimed in one way or another, more so than traditionally. And so looking at materials such as construction and demolition waste or organic type materials, so food waste, things like this could, through some new strategies, be addressed better. And so we're looking at things like that. We're also looking at some of the gaps in services in our community, in particular, multifamily housing, so apartment buildings. We know in most of Bloomington Normal are not serviced by the residential programs. And so how can we better address that? Commercial waste, how can we help incentivize additional recycling or waste reduction by businesses. So it's things like this. So we're looking at, you know, the obvious, you know, gaps in services and the large volumes of materials that could be recycled that are currently going into landfill.
And we'll talk a little more about food waste and construction and demolition and multifamily housing in just a little bit. What has taken place over the last year as this plan has developed?
So over the past year or so, we've had a number of stakeholder groups working with us to identify some of the issues, some of these gaps, identify some of the newer technologies and strategies that we could try and include in the new plan. So yeah, we've really taken a lot of time to do a lot of research and a lot of discussions. We're actually at a point where we just have a couple more stakeholder groups we're trying to convene in order to fill a few of these smaller remaining gaps in our plan before we put together the actual draft plan.
Who are some of the stakeholder groups?
So right now, we're particularly looking at some of the organic materials, and so food waste. So trying to look at some of the bigger institutions, some of the bigger grocery store chains, things like that here in the community. Look at what they're already doing. Look at what more can be done. Look at what, you know, there's support for. Because in the end, if there isn't support for the strategies that we're proposing, then there won't be much success.
I assume more people are recycling today than in 1991, which is the date of the last solid waste plan. But if you look back over the last 10 years or so, the rate has been fairly steady between 30 and 40%. What's going on there?
So there's a couple different variables there. So there's participation rates in recycling programs, which we definitely know have been increasing and bloomed to normal as they've made recycling more convenient. But then there is the rates that you're referring to, the stagnation of the total community-wide recycling rate as far as, you know, how much waste we generated in McLean County over the past year and how much of that was, as a total, was recycled. And so there's two different rates, which sometimes do get a little confusing.
And I was asking about the amount going into the landfill versus the material that's being recycled.
Sure. But just to clarify, These are two related but different variables. We definitely know participation is going up, and that should contribute to a increase overall in the overall recycling rate. However, at the same time, we're living very much convenience lifestyles, you know, a lot of fast food, a lot of disposables, increased packaging on all of our consumer goods. The economy plays a role in this as well. We definitely have seen dips in total waste generated as the nation went into recession, and then as it recovered, we saw total waste generated jump considerably. And so there's a lot of different complicated variables here.
So increased participation doesn't automatically mean increased rates of recycling or materials being diverted from the landfill.
Correct, because at the same time, we could just be generating more waste overall.
That's Michael Brown with the Ecology Action Center. We're talking about a new 20-year solid waste plan for McLean County. Does recycling prevent landfill costs? If not as much as going into the landfill, does that save us, municipalities, someone money?
Sure. So the more we recycle, the more it does save taxpayer dollars in that while recycling sometimes makes money. Sometimes it actually, you know, costs money. But overall, it is cheaper than landfilling. I mean, you're going to have similar collection services in terms of, you know, fleet of trucks, you know, labor to drive those trucks. But yet, in the end, the landfilled materials are going to cost the municipality and therefore the taxpayers, you know, a good amount of money. Recycling, you might get some revenue from the sale of those items. Sometimes it's break even. Sometimes it costs a little. But in the end, it is overall going to be much more cost effective than landfilling.
Can the county reach a high enough level of recycling to absorb the increased cost of hauling our garbage out of county? I would assume it would cost more to truck the garbage out of county rather than dump it in the county. Can enough be recovered to cover that cost if recycling goes up?
And that's what we're looking at right now. That is part of this planning process. We are trying to look at the big picture. We're looking at the next 20 years. We're looking at the economics as much as we can, even though there's a lot of, you know, variables that'll be hard to really estimate here in the short term. But yes, ideally, a very effective solid waste plan is going to have us adopt strategies that, while they may involve new and expensive technologies, but the cost savings from reduced landfill costs will eventually pay for these services. And we also need to consider the potential for increased costs, or as far as the potential for increased costs for increased transportation to a more distant landfill. Recent information from Allied Waste suggests that the economies of scale at Livingston County landfill actually might mitigate any anticipated increased transportation costs. So there's that just another variable we need to take into consideration.
When I think of recycling, I think of cans, bottles, and paper, but food scraps make up 14% of what goes into the McLean County landfill. What kind of opportunities exist here? Is there money to be made in actually recovering some of that, making compost? Could you sell it?
So yeah, there's money that could be made from actual compost products that can be produced from organic waste such as food scraps, but also there's possible energy sources coming from this. There's technologies that would allow for a faster, a more advanced breakdown of some of the food into a compost product, and at the same time be collecting gases that could be burned to generate energy, used for heat. And so there are multiple revenue streams that could come from a service like that.
I mean, it would cost money to sort of implement. You'd need a different set of trucks, I guess, to collect the food waste from bigger restaurants or cafeterias or institutions. But could a municipality take this on? And do you think they would be able to break even?
So in the current economic environment, where we see the break-evens happen most often is where there are significantly higher landfill costs. And so when we look at some of the East Coast and West Coast large urban areas where there are no landfills, within easy distance, where, trucking waste to a landfill is extremely expensive, that's where it really makes some of these alternative technologies and strategies more cost-effective. So we're not there yet, but we could be at some point. And again, we're looking at 20 years, a 20-year solid waste plan. And so we don't need to implement a organics recycling program or processing facility here in the next 5 years. We're looking out further than that.
What is the lifespan of the Livingston County landfill or the one near Clinton in DeWitt County?
I can't speak specifically, especially to the Clinton landfill, but I have seen that the Livingston County landfill, last time I looked, it was at least 25 years, but actually I believe it might be more than that at this point.
But any strategies that could be implemented to add life to that landfill would theoretically save cost to taxpayers down the line?
Yes.
It looks like the greatest opportunity is construction and demolition waste. It's pushing a third of what goes into the McLean County landfill. What does this include, and what would it add to the typical remodeling job or new home cost to reduce and recycle some of this kind of waste?
So construction demolition waste, items that can be recycled, really is a significant amount of the materials that come down out of a building.
But can be and are being recycled are two different things. So as I drive around and I see construction sites, I just see a big dumpster that looks like it's going to be hauled off to the landfill.
However, those same dumpsters, that might be a slight misperception, because those same dumpsters can be taken as mixed material to a local facility, Henson Disposal, construction, demolition, recycling. They can take it, and much like Midwest Fiber has conveyor belts and a sorting facility to pull out the recycled materials, Henson's able to do that as well. So they can take a mixed dumpster of the complete demolition materials of a building, and they can recycle, I believe it's at least 80% of that right now. And so we're talking aggregate materials, so brick, concrete, even porcelain. We're talking metals. We're talking
wood, obviously.
Vinyl siding. I believe drywall. I mean, just a large.
How much of that is that kind of activity is actually taking place with construction or remodeling projects in McLean County?
We know that there is increased usage of it, increased usage of that facility, or there is actually, I believe, another similar facility now over in Champaign County, or actually demolition crews can source separate on site themselves. And so they could pull out metal, they can pull out aggregate, they can go and recycle these without using that facility. They can do it and recycle it on their own.
But back to my original question, do we know how much that actually would add to the cost of a remodeling project or maybe a typical home?
So I believe to use the C&D facility, I don't believe it adds significant cost. They have a scale you weigh in with your truck materials, and I think it is fairly competitive.
Not necessarily an incentive to the builders to use it, but it is competitively priced.
It is competitively priced,
so they could just choose to go there.
Sure, but there is an incentive in other ways when we look at some of the existing standards for building, say in the town of Normal. In the Uptown District. So there is a commercial lead ordinance, which means that any commercial building of a certain size actually needs to be a LEED certified building, you know, very energy efficient, but also something that gives them points for LEED certification is use of recycled materials or recycling construction materials throughout the process. And so there is incentives like that as well that can benefit a construction project.
What about carpeting or a couch that's curbed implemented? To Normal. Does that count as construction and demolition waste, or is that something completely different?
So carpeting, I'm not sure that there is anyone right now who can take it. I know there's definitely some looking into that. A couch, if you do actually disassemble that, I mean, there's wood, there's metal, there's upholstery. And so actually...
but people that are putting the couch at the curb just want the couch gone, right?
Sure.
They're not disassembling it.
Except for the people putting this at the curb, we need to keep in mind actually at this point that Bloomington and Normal, their bulk waste programs... all that is going to Henson Disposal. And so if you put out your couch at your curb and you're a resident of the city of Bloomington or town of Normal, it's going to Henson, and they're gonna break that up and take out what they can to recycle.
That's great news. I had no idea. I said I'd also touch on multifamily living situations. If I lived in an apartment complex, I'd have to recycle old school at this point, have my own bins, collect my recyclables, drop them off somewhere?
Correct. And that still is a valid service. So the town of Normal still operates several drop-off sites spread throughout the town in order to facilitate this. And a number of those are at grocery stores or schools, you know, places people do frequent. And so trying to accommodate those who don't have curbside service. But yes, this is not as convenient as the curbside single stream automated cart program.
So what do you think would happen if something like the curbside automated cart type of program were implemented at apartment complexes? What do you think that would do to the 36% recycling rate in the county if it was more accessible, easier to those residents?
Absolutely. We would definitely see an increase, but there are some barriers. I mean, many of our apartment buildings actually, you know, have a smaller parking lot to begin with. They're mandated by code to have a certain number of parking spaces for the residents. Adding carts, adding a recycling dumpster could actually reduce the number of parking spots, therefore making them not meet the appropriate codes for that, and/or just the maneuverability of a recycling truck to get into these tighter spaces to pick up recycling. And so there are some very valid physical barriers to some of these things. And so those are also issues we have to take into consideration.
What about other municipalities, other than Bloomington Normal in the county, Lexington, Leroy, Downs, Danvers? What's going on with recycling outside of Bloomington Normal?
Sure. So a number of those communities, especially the larger ones, do have recycling programs, whether it is a curbside program or drop-off. Some of the very small ones really don't have much in the way of services. We know that a lot of those residents, because they do know it's the right thing to do, still want to recycle. And so they bring their materials into Bloomington Normal and utilize the public drop-offs that Normal offers.
This might fall under some of what the EAC does in terms of spending education dollars mm-hmm. to make sure those communities and the people that live there realize that they can actually still recycle.
Absolutely.
What might happen over the course of 20 years to the composition of what's landfilled? One of the charts in one of your presentations that you recently presented to the Bloomington City Council is aiming for 74% of material going to the landfill to be recovered. What does that mean?
So, and we say they're recovered, not necessarily recycled, because this can take different forms and depending on what rule or a code you're reading, you know, there can be some legal definitions of what is actually recycling and what is not. But where we look at, yeah, just the vast amount of materials that currently are being landfilled that are not, and we just look at the potential within that for how much of that could be recovered one way or another. And so whether it is increased recycling of traditional recyclables, whether it is the capture and breakdown and reprocessing of organic materials, whether it is the recycling of construction demolition materials or other items within that, just there is a lot of potential there. And so 74% is really ambitious and perhaps unrealistic, but that is what the potential is. And so how much of that potential is practical, realistic, economical? What can we do? What do people want to do? What is the community interest in? What will everyone support?
Michael Brown is the executive director of the Ecology Action Center. Thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas.
Thank you.
Brown says the next step for the draft solid waste plan is to go before the county's Solid Waste Technical Committee for feedback, then on to the McLean County Board's Land Use Committee. While before the Land Use Committee, the public comment is accepted for 90 days, along with a public hearing. Before it's finalized, the McLean County Board, the Town of Normal, and the City of Bloomington have to approve the plan. You're listening to Sound Ideas.